Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Welcome to you all. Welcome to the service here, and welcome to those who are joining us online. Let us worship God. We sing hymn 16, which is Psalm 23. We'll sing the 23rd Psalm to the tune Brother James's ear. The Lord's my shepherd, I'll not want. The call to prayer comes to us from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let us pray. Almighty God, source of life-giving water and shepherd of our souls, we draw near to you in this morning hour, and we praise you for your goodness and mercy to us. Gracious God, giver of every good and perfect gift, we rejoice in your incredible love for us, and we are glad that we are your people and the sheep of your pasture. Lord God, we come before you just as we are. We come, each one, with our own story to tell, our own concerns to share, our own innermost thoughts, hidden from others but known by you. Eternal God, in your presence we confess our sins, and we acknowledge it is not an easy thing to do, for we know how far we have wandered from you. Yet aware that in your judgment you are merciful, we admit that we have not loved you as we should have. We shy away from sacrifice and self-denial, and we are more concerned with earthly satisfaction than spiritual fulfillment. Gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in love, forgive us, and grant us time that, with your help, we may amend our ways, make good your belief in us, and bear fruit that lasts. Almighty God, you alone can satisfy our hunger and quench our thirst. Bless this time of worship, accept our praise, and hear us as together we say the prayer our Saviour taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. Well, it is good to see you all today. You are most welcome. The stated annual meeting of the congregation will be held following the service. If you would like to attend, please gather in the main section of pews here behind the organ. The Tuesday Group Annual General Meeting and lunch will be held this Tuesday at 12 noon in the King Robert Hotel. There'll be a service in Eccles Court on Wednesday afternoon at 2. The third in a series of Lent studies will be held in the Church of the Holyrood on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Following the service next Sunday, there'll be a further time of prayer in the McMichael Chapel. If you would like the prayer group to pray for someone, then you can write the person's name on a tag and attach it to the prayer tree, or you can place the tag into a box that's there on the table in the McMichael Chapel. Alternatively, prayer requests can be submitted online through the church website. A meeting in connection with the Easter Holiday Club will be held in Park Church this coming Wednesday at 7:30. If you'd like to help at the Holiday Club, you'll be very welcome. Please do come along Wednesday at 7:30. And finally, a reminder that there's a box for used stamps in the church vestibule. I wonder how many of you like an apple? Hands up if you like apples. Do you eat an apple every day? Is there anyone here who eats an apple every day? Yes, quite a few. Apples are good, aren't they? I like apples, but I also like apple juice. Who likes apple juice? Yes, it's nice and refreshing, isn't it? Obviously, we get the apple juice from apples, and the apples come from apple trees. But isn't it amazing how the apple trees come from the tiniest seed? It really is quite amazing. Now, of course, it takes time for that seed to grow and to develop. And there are certain things that can help the seed to do that. Anyone like to tell us what things might help an apple seed to grow? You'll need to shout out. Remember, I'm a wee bit deaf. Water. Water, yes, but not too much. Isn't that right? But it's essential it has water to grow. What else might it need? The sun, that thing that we see now and again. Yes, so it needs water, it needs the sun. There's something else before either of these. The soil. It needs good soil, doesn't it? Good soil, water, the sun. And sometimes a wee bit of, what would you put on? Food? Fertilizer. All these things can make a huge difference and help the seed to grow and become an apple tree. Without these things, the seed might grow a wee bit, but it won't grow that well. It certainly won't produce as many apples, and the apples that it does produce will tend to be small and blighted, not good to eat, and not good for making apple juice. In the Gospel, and we'll be thinking about this during the service, Jesus speaks about a fig tree that did not bear fruit. In telling his story, he was making a point. Each one of us are to bear fruit. We are to show evidence in our lives that we belong to God, that we are followers of Jesus Christ. Now, I wonder what evidence we might be able to show. I remember some years ago seeing a sticker on a car. If you were arrested for being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? That's something to think about, isn't it? St. Paul gives us some help. He speaks about the fruits of the Spirit, and he lists about 9 different things that would show we belong to God. 9 things. Can any of you tell us what they are? What are the fruits that St. Paul speaks about?
Love.
Love. Very important, isn't it? Love. What about joy? Love, joy,
kindness.
Kindness, absolutely, kindness,
patience,
well done, patience. That's not an easy one, is it, for some of us? We'll try not to think too much about that one this now. Faithfulness. Gentleness, self-control. There's quite a few, aren't there? It's a tall order, but we don't need to display these fruits on our own, because Jesus is there to help us. When we believe in him, it is like sun to our souls. When we read God's word, it is like water for us. And when we pray, it is like fertilizer that helps us to grow and be healthy and become more and more like Jesus. Amen. Hymn 550, As the Deer Pants for the Water.
Good morning. The first reading today from the Word of God comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 13, and this can be found on page 151 of the Pew Bibles. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 13 on page 151. Let me remind you, my friends, that our ancestors were all under the cloud, and all of them passed through the Red Sea. So they received baptism into the fellowship of Moses in cloud and sea. They all ate the same supernatural food, and all drank the same supernatural drink, for they drank from the supernatural rock that accompanied their travels, and that rock was Christ. Yet most of them were not accepted by God, for the wilderness was strewn with their corpses. These events happened as warnings to us, not to set our desires on evil things, as they did. Do not be idolaters like some of them. As Scripture says, the people sat down to feast and rose up to revel. Let us not commit fornication. Some of them did, and 23,000 died in one day. Let us not put the Lord to the test, as some of them did. They were destroyed by the snakes. Do not grumble, as some of them did. They were destroyed by the destroyer. All these things happened to them were symbolic and were recorded as a warning for us, upon whom the end of all ages has come. If you think you are standing firm, take care, or you may fall. So far, you have faced no trial beyond human endurance. God keeps faith and will not let you be tested beyond your powers. But when the test comes, he will at the same time provide a way out and so enable you to endure. Second reading from the Word of God comes from Luke 13, verses 1 to 9, and can be found on page 64 of the Pew Bibles. Luke 13, 1 to 9, on page 64. At that time, some people came and told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. He answered them, "Do you suppose that because these Galileans suffered this fate, they must have been greater sinners than anyone else in Galilee? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will, all of you, come to the same end." Or the 18 people who were killed when the tower fell on them at Siloam, do you imagine they must have been more guilty than all the other people living in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all come to an end like theirs. He told them this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, but found none. So he said to the vine dresser, "For the last 3 years, I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree without finding any. Cut it down. Why should it go on taking goodness from the soil?" But he replied, "Leave it, sir. For this 1 year, while I dig around it and manure it, and if it bears next season, well and good. If not, you shall have it down."
Thank you, Gordon. We sing hymn 55, which is based on Psalm 91. Hymn 55, a very appropriate hymn for this season of Lent. Safe in the shadow of the Lord. Let us pray. Safe in the shadow of the Lord, possessed by love divine, I trust in him. I trust in him and meet his love with mine. Gracious God, as we continue our journey through Lent, we thank you for Jesus' example and teaching. In the loneliness of the wilderness, he trusted in you and knew your care. Hear us, O God, as we pray today for your church throughout the world and here in this land. Where it is dry, refresh it. Where it fails to bear fruit, renew it. And where it is in error, redirect it. Judge eternal, you call us to be forgiving and loving. a people who care for the afflicted and the oppressed, a church that seeks the lost and welcomes the stranger, a people of faith who bear witness to you and are agents of your transforming love. Give to us the power, good Lord, to be such a church and people, and may our endeavours bear fruit that lasts. Gracious God, whose Son gave up the glory and splendour of heaven to come to earth, we pray for the world, for people in positions of responsibility, for mutual understanding between the nations, for ways of resolving issues that are just and peaceful, and for an end to conflict and violence. Lord God, your compassion is without limit. Strengthen, we pray, those who are weary and carrying heavy burdens. Heal the sick and comfort those who mourn, remembering as we do the family and friends of Emma Campbell. Be to them and all in our thoughts a source of comfort and of peace. Gracious God, as we remember all who are dear to us, we pray your blessing upon them. And we give thanks for those who have travelled this way before us and who rest now in your nearer presence. Keep us in fellowship with them and with all the faithful, and at the last reunite us in your eternal kingdom. These things we humbly ask in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Our next hymn may be a new hymn for a number of you. I heard it recently on the radio, and it was the tune that I liked very much. But as I say, I appreciate it might just take a wee while to pick it up. And for that reason, Tony is kindly going to play a full introduction. It's hymn 501, Take This Moment, Sign and Space.
Thank you.
I like music and different tunes. And that's a lovely, lovely tune. I like walking in the countryside. I did that yesterday afternoon and hope to do it again today. I like reading. And there's so many different books to read. And there's something about reading that takes you out of yourself. If you're a wee bit worried or concerned about things you read, your mind is taken to another place. And I like working in the garden. And I'm very, very fortunate that the manse garden's front and back are a good size. Not too big and not too small. I don't grow vegetables. Maybe that'll happen one day when I retire and have more time. But I like plants. And my favourite plants are roses. The variety of colour is quite amazing. Yellow roses are my favourite. And if they have a scent, so much the better. However, roses can be hard work at times. A few years ago, the roses in my garden were not doing well at all. And I was on the verge of digging them up. That's where that patience thing comes in, doesn't it? And then someone gave me a wee bit of advice. He showed me how to prune them and told me when to prune them. That's important. He also spoke about that spray that you can put on to protect the leaves. And then he said, get some bone meal and dig it into the soil, work it into the soil around the root of the roses. And I did that. And it took time. But eventually, what an improvement. And the roses remained in situ. In today's gospel reading, Jesus doesn't speak about roses, though elsewhere, of course, he spoke about the flowers of the field. But on this occasion, he spoke about a fig tree. A man owned a vineyard, and in the vineyard, this fig tree had been planted. But alas, after 3 years, the time that it takes for a fig tree to reach maturity, it did not bear fruit. And maybe the vineyard owner is a wee bit like me, short when it comes to patience. He told the gardener, cut it down. The vineyard owner has decided enough was enough. But you remember how the gardener pleaded with him to leave it for one more year, saying that he would look after it, he would tend it and fertilize it. And the vineyard owner agreed to his request. The fig tree was given another chance. A chance to do what it was planted to do. Bear fruit. It's not surprising that this particular parable is read during Lent, is it? This is a time in the Christian year when perhaps more than at any other, we are encouraged to examine ourselves, to think about God and our relationship with Him, and to ask ourselves some questions. Do we use the opportunities that God gives to us to do good and make a difference? Do our lives bear fruit in the way that God wants them to? They're searching questions, these, aren't they? But I think they're questions that we need to ask ourselves. In the passage that we read from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the apostle speaks of the opportunities that God's chosen people missed and the price they paid as a result. During their time in the wilderness, the people of Israel had seen God's goodness and faithfulness time and time again. But alas, they lacked patience too. Instead of placing their trust in God, they grumbled and they complained. Instead of taking God at his word and believing that what he had promised would come to pass, they worshipped an idol of their own making and pursued the success they thought it would bring. And at what cost? Paul puts it rather hauntingly. The wilderness was strewn with their corpses. We don't want to think too much about that, but it tells us something important. Now, while we may be uncomfortable thinking about God's judgment, and a lot is said about God's judgment in the Old Testament in particular, it is, I think, important that we appreciate how God expects us to use the time that we have here on earth. And it's important to appreciate that what God expects of us is not beyond us. In fact, it is within our reach. And that is something that we see in the parable of the fig tree. The vineyard owner didn't ask anything extraordinary of the fig tree. He didn't ask it to produce pears or apples or bananas instead of figs. Nor did he ask it to become an oak or a redwood. He asked it only to accomplish what a fig tree is meant to accomplish. That's important. We're all different. And sometimes I think it's not a bad thing. We have different gifts, don't we? Some have good singing voices. I'm not one of them. This gets muted when it comes to the singing. But some are gifted artists and musicians. Some are good with numbers, while others are good with people. Some can make an impact through their capacity for friendship, ability to help or encourage. And some can help to lighten the mood with their sense of humour. The writer of the Proverbs put it well. Laughter is like taking good medicine. I believe, given that we cannot be good at everything, the secret is to find what we are good at and to give it all we've got. And that we are to do even when others question our ability or make us feel inadequate because of their comments. Alas, that can happen, can't it? And I sometimes think for young people today, growing up, it's not easy, a challenge. But they've got to be encouraged to grow and reach their potential, not to be discouraged. You may have heard of Enrico Caruso. He was told by one music teacher, "You can't sing. You have no voice at all." And yet he became one of the best loved singers of his time and sang to great acclaim in the major opera houses in Europe. And Beethoven, have you heard of him? You know what his music teacher said about him? As a composer, he's hopeless. Do you remember Woolworths? It was a great store, wasn't it? I liked the pick and mix sweet selection. Oh, it was wonderful, wonderful. When F.W. Woolworth was 21, he got a job in a store, but he wasn't allowed to serve customers because he didn't have enough sense. My friends, each one of these people had a gift. A gift that they identified. And though others sought to discourage them and knock them off course, they persevered. And their perseverance paid off. It bore fruit. Dear friends, the fig tree was only required to produce figs. No more. And so it is with us. God does not ask us to become what we are not. He doesn't ask that we produce more fruit than anyone else or better fruit than others within the fellowship of faith. But he does expect us to produce the fruit that we are able to. And therein lies the challenge and the choice. The ancient people of Israel faced a challenge in the wilderness. And what did they choose? They chose to wander from God, to turn their back on him. At this challenging time for the church and for the world, what choice will we make? Will we also wander from God and become like the world? Or will we embrace the challenge and choose steadfastly to follow Jesus and bear fruit that lasts? Will we identify what we can do to help God's kingdom to grow and do it to the very best of our ability? There's a question to think about. And will we nourish ourselves by faithfully attending worship, by reading God's word and spending precious time in prayer? An individual was walking through the countryside when he noticed a young man standing at attention in a field. Later that same day, the walker came back the same way, and he saw the young man was still there. His curiosity got the better of him, and he approached the man and he asked him what he was doing. "I'm practicing for the Nobel Prize," he said. "How's that?" the walker asked. "Well," said the young man, "one of the criteria is to be outstanding in your chosen field." Of the barn fig tree, the owner of the vineyard said, "Cut it down." And the gardener replied, "Give it another year. Give it another year. Let me put fertilizer around it, and if it bears fruit, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down. We don't know what happened to that fig tree. I wish we did. But this we do know. God's grace is such, there is still time for us. Time for us to bear fruit. Time to be the very best we can be to God's eternal praise and glory. Thanks be to God. Amen. Hymn 500, our closing hymn, hymn 500, Lord of creation, to you be all praise. Go in peace and bear fruit, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you, now and forevermore.
Ha, ha, ha.